Hello, Justin. Good morning, everybody. Starting the world of high school basketball from last night, West Delaware boys fell to Dubuque Senior as the Hawks dropped their record to 3-1, 1-1 in non-conference play. The Rams improved to 2-0 overall and 2-0 in non-conference contests as they jumped on the Hawks early, 19-14 after one quarter. They outscored them 17-12 to take a 36-26 halftime lead. And then it was all Dubuque Senior in the third quarter, 23-7 for the 59-33 advantage heading in to the fourth quarter, outscoring the Hawks once again by 17 points to the Hawks 14 points in the final frame for the 76-47 win for Dubuque Senior in a quick contest that just took 1 hour and 2 minutes. It featured one tie and two lead changes. For the Hawks, second night in a row for Maddox Lott leading the way with 15 points, 11 for Bryce Smith, 7 for Hayden Linus, 8 for John Beswick. Tyrus Werner had 4, and Griffin Lott added 2. The freshmen also lost 78-39, as did the sophomores to Dubuque Senior, 74-39. Hawks will be off until Friday when they travel to Van Horn. We'll have all the action Friday night. Luke Imslin and I here from KMCH Sports around 7:30 from Bend Community High School. In other coverage area boys results from last night, Maquoketa Valley beat on the road in Albertette 71-39. In River Valley Conference play, Cascade came back at home, first time against Maquoketa in the new conference, as the Cougars were down by as much as 16. They beat the Cardinals 57-56. It was Independence beating Clear Creek Amana 61-53. Monticello all over Anamosa 73-43. Beckman better than Northeast down in Goose Lake 69-46. In girls play, Maquoketa Valley was taken down by Albertette on the road 56-33. It was East Buchanan all over Starmont 71-25. Monticello passed Anamosa 53-13. Cascade better than Maquoketa 57-36. It was Beckman 49, Northeast 32. Northland topped Edco 68-29. Western Dubuque fell to Cedar Rapids Xavier on the road 60-54. Iowa Hawkeye football news now. Kicker Drew Stevens and running back Caleb Johnson have been named to the College Football News Freshman All-American team. The announcement was made yesterday by College Football News. Stevens was named second team freshman All-America, while Johnson earned honorable mention recognition on the team that included both redshirt and first-year freshmen. Both Stevens and Johnson are true freshmen. Jack Campbell, senior linebacker, awarded the 2022 William V. Campbell Trophy last night. No relation. The presentation was made during the 64th National Football Foundation Annual Award Dinner presented by Las Vegas at the Bellagio Resort and Casino. The Campbell Trophy is the premier scholar-athlete award that annually recognizes an individual as the absolute best in the nation for his combined academic success, football performance, and leadership. As the 33rd recipient, Campbell will receive a $25,000 postgraduate scholarship. The Division I Wrestling Coaches Poll released for another week. Top five remain the same. Penn State still number one. The Hawkeyes at number two. Ohio State is three. Number five is Michigan. Iowa State Cyclones at number six, bumping up a spot. Minnesota is 10th, Wisconsin 11th, 14th Northwestern, Nebraska number 16, number 22 the UNI Panthers, and number 25 Michigan State. Top 25 men's college basketball from last night, the upset of the night, number 17 Illinois in the Jimmy V Classic over number 2 Texas in overtime, 85-78. Number 1 Houston all over North Florida 76-42, as number 3 Virginia passed James Madison 55-50. Number 9 Arkansas over UNC Greensboro 65-58. Number 12 Baylor walloped Tarleton State 80-57. The Wisconsin Badgers pull off the upset over number 13 Maryland 64-59. TCU, ranked 24th now, beat up on Jackson State 78-51. In the NBA, these winners, Detroit, Cleveland, and Dallas. In the NHL, these teams victorious, Anaheim in overtime, Montreal, Toronto, Winnipeg, St. Louis, Pittsburgh, Los Angeles, Detroit, and New Jersey. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Wednesday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.